Hi, it's been a while. A lot of stuff's happened. Some stuff great. Most of it meh. Some of it really not. I'm so articulate. I'm home for break now. And that's okay. I'm so not used to this anymore. I feel like I haven't ever done this before. Bear with me. I'm gonna talk about ballet, because I love it. I sort of traded in my salsa heels for ballet flats this year. And I really loved it. It was a 2-credit class. And it was on Mondays and Wednesdays from 8:15 to 9:45. And the very first day of class, I was over 30 minutes late. It was mortifying. Over the summer, I didn't have a cell phone, and I finally was ready for classes, but I still didn't have a phone. So I had been waking up really early. Just my body had been waking me up really early. And then, of course, the one day I actually need to wake up early, what happens but I wake up late? I did not know what to do. I had gone all the way downtown, and I got in my leotard. I got a new pair of ballet tights, which are really, really soft, and they're ballet pink, and I got myself fitted for a pair of slippers, and I was ready to go. I was ready, except I wasn't ready, and I scrambled up out of bed, and I was like, I wanted to cry, because dance classes aren't like other classes. It's really disrespectful to be late, and they can't go back and talk to you about what. It's not like if you miss a class in English, you know? It's not like you can just, you know, reread the chapter and you're fine. Like, if you miss a dance class, you've missed it, and you've got to catch up. So, because of that, it took me like 2 extra class periods to know exactly what she was talking about when it came to positions. So I started, and I was not good at all. My turnout was horrible. It still is kind of horrible. I don't have beautiful feet. And yes, feet can be beautiful, the shape and carriage of the feet is important in ballet. I never thought about my feet so much in my life as I did when I took ballet, because I had to worry about the shape of it, whether or not I was turning it out properly, whether or not I was lifting or lowering the heel properly. I had to make sure I didn't have a sickle foot, which is an incorrect way the foot's supposed to be. I have almost no arches, so I had to make some. Like, you sort of learn, and I'm still learning. My feet are very ugly in shape. They point fine, but there's no grace to it, really, and I'm working on that. So I learned a whole bunch of stuff. Every day we would go to the bar, and you're not allowed to have street shoes inside the studio, but you can carry them in and, like, put them in a pile. I And we always had a huge pile of clothes in like every corner of the room, clothes and backpacks and stuff. And you would go and take your place at the bar, and I stood somewhere different almost every class. Some people stood in the same place forever until our professor was like, nah, you gotta move, go somewhere new. And I was so nervous because she was this old lady with gray-white hair, more white than gray, and glasses. And she was very skinny, and she had beautiful, beautiful, graceful feet, and she just looked like she knew everything, and like she had been dancing her whole life, and she definitely looked like she would, like, read you for filth if you got something wrong, but she was really understanding. Even though she was strict, she was understanding. And so we would go to the bar, and every day we would go in this order. We would do our pliés, and that was a sequence that was demi-plié, demi-plié straight, demi, move to grand plié, demi straight, demi-relevé, hold, hold, demi-relevé, demi and straight, and then we point our feet and move from first position to second position, second to third or fifth, and stay there. And then we would do something called a balancé, which is basically just balancing. That's it. So we would just hold up. We would hold with our feet raised up, you know, we're on the balls of our feet, and we have to stay there. And at first, I really couldn't stay up there very long, but by the end of it, all of our class, like, we could stay up for a while longer than we used to. That was really cool. We would do a whole bunch of exercises that involved kicking our feet and stretching our feet and stretching the legs and arms. The whole point of the bar is to warm up the body and practice old technique and learn new technique. And when we started jumping, I thought I was going to die because I have exercise-induced asthma and the room was really hot. It gets so hot, we're all pouring sweat by the end, and it was just horrible because we're pouring sweat and we're like, oh my gosh, this is really hard. And I have so much respect for dancers anyway, but this was just the most exquisite torture I've ever put my body through in my life. I loved every minute of it. It was hard, and I thought, I would never get better. I'm not that great. I don't even think I'm very good, but I got better, and that's important because I really love ballet. I love the discipline. I love the repetition. I love the way you can feel your body slowly getting accustomed to the movements, especially if you do them every day. I like how my teacher said I had beautiful carriage. She said I carried my body really well, which is super important, so I have that thing going for me. And I guess that means I have potential to do something good. Even if I'm no good, I think I still want to learn more, or at least reinforce what I know now of ballet. I signed up for the practicum of secondary education next semester, and that is in the way of me registering for part two of ballet. So there's that. Actually, I think that class is full anyway, which is sad because I wanted to take it so badly. Quite a few people from my class this semester are taking it next semester, and I can't be in their number, which makes me kind of sad. I had to go to the ballet for class. I went to see Carmina Burana on Halloween night. It was amazing. There were actually three dance performances, but the main event was Carmina Burana. You know, that really, really famous choral music, you know, based on the poems of these authors in Old English and in Latin, whatever. But it's that music that goes, dun, 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 dun. Dun 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 dun. It's really good. It's great. And the ballet was more on the modern side, and there were so many great sequences, and the dancers were of course professional, and I sat in the mezzanine, which is on the upper level, front and center, my friends. I got a student ticket and I used it at the City Ballet where I am. Students can get, I think just a week before the show, students can get any seat for just $20. Any seat, which means the mezzanine seat was mine. And what I didn't know was that mezzanine seats are like the best in the house, which means they usually cost $180. And I promise you, it was just rich old white people who were populating the mezzanine in the majority. I saw one old black lady. But I'm telling you, it's definitely mostly an old white folks racket over there. I saw a group of younger people, but they were with their parents and stuff. But it was cool to see some people, but I know they were surprised to see me in the mezzanine. I just know it. And I was sitting there going, yes, that's right. Look who's in the good seats now. I was so happy. I bought myself a glass of wine just because I could. It didn't even matter that that I didn't even feel like it. Guess what? If I'm going to do it classy, I'm going to do it classy the whole way through. So I got myself a red blend little glass and I brought it back. Of course, I spilled it because I'm me. But I drank the rest of it, and it wasn't that good. But I still drank it because I paid for it, and it was probably really overpriced. But I didn't care because I was at the ballet, and I was by myself, and I felt happy to be there. It was a beautiful building, and you know it was beautiful. But it is true. I was alone. And I traveled there alone. I took the campus connector and then I walked and I was like, thank goodness the sun didn't quite set just yet, you know, when I left. It had definitely set by the time I came back after the production, but still, I was glad it hadn't set just yet because I'm scared of the city. It's a rough city. I don't care whether or not you're uptown or downtown. It is a rough city. So anyway, especially on Halloween night, are you kidding me? So anyway, I ended up sitting next to this nice old couple, and on my left, there was a couple, but on my right, this girl came up. And she was around my age, you know, she couldn't have been older than 24. And we struck up conversation. She was really nice. And it turned out her dad was like on the board for the ballet. And she was also on the board too. Like she was like on the whatever board that was below his board. I don't even care. The point is she was kind of high up. And she was very excited to see someone who was young as she was, who genuinely enjoyed ballet. And it gets to intermission. And she goes, come on, come on. You want some food? Let's go. So we went to the donor's lounge, which is this swanky place. And I had to use the guy's bathroom because there was such a line at the girl's bathroom. I was just like, am I even allowed to? Okay, fine, I'll go. So I went in the guy's bathroom, which was awkward. It was just like one of those single bathrooms anyway that could be unisex, but I was just like awkward, and I was like staring at a urinal, and I was like, okay. And so I get out, and fanciest finger food in the world. I'm talking pate. I'm talking mushroom stuff. You know how it is. They do mushrooms and it's just like, whoa. You know, they put mushrooms and stuff and it's fancy. I don't know what they had. I just know they also had chocolate covered strawberries and cake and stuff. And you had better believe I put it in my purse. Are you kidding? Yeah, that was ratchet of me. I put a whole chocolate covered strawberry in my wallet. I still, look, it was not a mistake because it was still good when I got it later. And it was free food. What was I supposed to do? Anyway, I came back and it was Carmina Burana because there were two other performances before it. But this one was the professionals in the big leagues. I know I already talked about Carmina Burana just a little bit, but you have to understand I didn't see it until after. And there was a full choir, and all of them were wearing black hoods, and they were in the half was up in the mezzanine on two sides, and the other half was on the ground floor on two sides. And the sopranos and altos were on the stage right, but for us it was left side, and the tenors and basses were on stage right, but it was. No, stage left, but it was alright. Point is, it was really cool. It was powerful and well-blended, and their soloist, especially the soprano soloist, she had everyone just, like, in chills, crying. Like, she was amazing. She has the kind of voice that you strive to have, and no, you can't have unless you have years of training. She was just that good. Anyway, I had to write a paper about it, and I wrote a paper about it, and it was really late, but it still got an A, which I'm happy about, because it was just, I guess, well written. I don't know. I enjoyed it. I thought it was a great show, and so I wrote about it like that. Later, we also got to have a field trip, and we got to watch a class at the City Ballet, and that was cool. They were amazing. They seemed to have so much fun doing what they were doing, just warming up at the beginning of the day and doing these amazing leaps and turns. Amazing. We were just sitting there like, my self-esteem has just dropped drastically because we had just come off of our ballet class to go to theirs, and we were just like, ah, right, that's, yep. But they were great. I didn't say anything to any of them because I didn't want to fangirl because that would be not the tea. But I was just like, they are amazing and I want so badly to be like them. I just, amazing. One girl fell. She fell. And the professor was this handsome Russian who trained in Ukraine. But he was Russian and he was hot, and I kid you not, his name was Igor. Yep. he was great. And he was heavily accented, and so that was fun to listen to. But they all just really, their dedication showed so much. And I was like, I want to be able to have that dedication show, if not in ballet, but then in other things I do, you know? I don't know, I just really liked it, and I just talked for 20 minutes about ballet, and if you're still listening, it's probably just because my voice is putting you to sleep. If you're actually interested in this, that's great. We're ballet buddies now. I wonder if anyone listening has ever done ballet or is a ballet dancer. I've only done it for a semester. At a very, very beginner level, but I am so happy I did. Every time I learn a new type of dance, I feel great. And tap's next on the list. I can't wait to learn tap dancing and strengthen what I know of salsa and ballroom dancing and ballet. And then after tap, or before tap, whichever one, but I'm definitely learning how to tap dance, it'll be jazz. I'm gonna learn how to do jazz dancing too, and
Hip-hop is not my strong suit. So that's last. I'm not that great of a hip-hop dancer. Anyway. That was one of the best things that happened this semester, so I wanted to talk about that. I hope that's okay. This has been, a little ramble before I go to sleep about dance. I hope you enjoyed it. I did. I promise I'll do something more cohesive next time. I just felt like talking about this. I just felt like talking about something happy. Okay, bye.